Hey, coming soon, the ticket to Twin Peaks Tournament Twister. It's your chance to pick all the college tournament games, win some amazing prizes. Log on to TicketMiami.com ASAP to register. Weekly winners get $50 gift cards to Twin Peaks. The grand prize is a day in the Twin Peaks Man Cave with $500 worth of food and beverage for you and your friends. The Twin Peaks Tournament Twister is brought to you by Twin Peaks, voted best place to bust your bracket, and by Largo Honda. Great selection, better deals, no sharks. And finally, Botron Rum tastes perfection. Award-winning Botron Rum, rum that is not just aged, but nurtured. It's a Twin Peaks Tournament Twister coming soon to TheTicketMiami.com. So far we've learned this morning that, you know, I was out yesterday. Amber was out the first couple days this week, and piggybacking off of our learning of Slim being rewarded with balcony seats to the Heat game on Saturday night, which, why are you laughing? It's not funny. It's sad. It's sad.
Because I could just picture his face standing behind that microphone yesterday after we basically shot his whole dream to hell of the Chris Bosh retirement tickets.
Well, we found out that he was rewarded, okay, with seats to the game on Saturday night, which, I don't understand. If the reward is seats in the balcony, like, if you do a bad job, they must throw you off the balcony. I don't get it, you know? But he ended up giving away those tickets, and he told his would-be date, listen, I don't want to take you to this, okay? Let's have a big night. So I also have seats. I have seats for the Chris Bosh game, okay, in a few weeks. So let's just go to that, okay? And that's a good move, okay?
And by the way, I might cry when we're there.
Well, he said, because I got good seats. You think you have two? Just give me a yes or no. You don't need to get on the microphone, all right? You've had enough mic time the last couple of days. you think your seats are 200 level seats, right? So those are good seats. That's like suite level, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, those are good seats. And so, good move, okay? Bring your date to that, all right? Because we're all in agreement. There's nothing wrong with sitting in the balcony.
Nope.
Okay, there's nothing. Look, I grew up sitting in the balcony. There's nothing wrong with it.
Don't impress a female by taking her to the balcony.
Right. The whole point is, Amber, right?
Or other way around. Female, don't try to impress the male by taking her to the balcony.
Yeah, sometimes the women want to take guys out on dates. But this is correct, right, Amber? If someone was trying to take you out on a date, okay, let's say you're in your early, mid-20s, what have you, okay, late 20s, if someone's trying to take you out on a date...
I mean, age matters here big time.
It does matter.
Mid-30s.
No, but age does matter. Like, I used to take girls on dates when I was in high school. Just going to the game is impressive. Like, I'm in high school.
High school and college. High school and college, getting in the building is impressive,
right,
period.
Right, I don't have money to sit in the lower level. I'm in high school. I barely
drive.
Right,
when you're a man in your mid-30s, now you're getting to a point in your life where you should have financial stability.
Matter of fact, when I was in high school, I didn't even have a car. I remember the girl that I took with me to the Heat game, she had to drive. She had a car. I didn't even have a car. So anyway, age does matter. But you can't... If a guy's going to take you out, Amber, okay, you're in your 20s or even 30s, like you're someone who works, you can't have the guy take you to a game and you're sitting up in the nosebleeds.
Right.
Right?
I mean, you've been working, most people at that point have probably been working for an entire decade of their lives full time.
And then add to it, Slim works at a radio station, which you figure,
and then
okay,
that.
Wow, Mom, wow, this guy asked me out. He works at a radio station. He has tickets for the Heat. This could be a fun night. You definitely can't then roll up and you're walking the steps up to the balcony, all right? You can't do that. So anyway, he made the right move and said, you know, stop laughing, Ron, because it's not funny. It's his life.
I keep seeing Slim pull the tissue out of his pockets, wiping his nose because it's bleeding as he's climbing the stairs.
So he's going to go to the Chris Bosh game, but we found out that those seats are tentative. Tentative. Their words, not ours. That those seats are tentatively his. They've tentatively marked down him for two tickets, okay, for that game. But then on top of it, we also learned that he told his would-be date, just want to forewarn you, I might cry. Now, is she the type of Heat fan that she will understand you crying? Okay, that's important. It can't just be someone who's like a casual sports fan. Can you imagine that, Amber? It can't be someone who's just a casual sports fan. Like, she likes basketball. If she goes to the Heat game, she'll obviously root for the Heat because they're the home team and she likes the colors of their jerseys. And then she sees her date is crying. That would be really bad, right?
I think in any scenario, that would be really bad.
Oh,
we got a lot of texters. We got to let it. Yeah, if you're a grown ass man, you're not retiring at a jersey retirement. I mean, you're not crying at a jersey retirement. We got a lot of texts on the text line this morning of texters saying that they cried when D. Gordon hit that home run after Jose Fernandez passed away. That's different. So you could cry over the death of Jose Fernandez.
That's a tragedy.
I don't have a big problem with that. That's a tragedy. He was a young guy. He meant a whole lot to the city. Right. He meant a whole lot to the city. Everybody was emotional about that. If you knew of Jose Fernandez or were invested in the career of Jose Fernandez in any way. But when you're talking about a guy just getting his jersey retired, who's very much still with us and good to go. I mean, come on. I mean, I know Chris Bosh had his health problems, but like, he's fine. He's living his life. He's good. There's no massive tragedy. I mean, he couldn't play basketball anymore, but come on, he's fine. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Bring a handkerchief is what I'm saying, Slip. Just bring your handkerchief, brother.
Oh, boy. Man, eyes are going to be on you when that jersey is being raised to the rafters. Hopefully
you
can see it.
If you can be eye level with the jersey that they're retiring, that's bad news.
Yeah, you may be able to touch it.
That's hard times, Daddy. When you can, you could wipe your nosebleed with the damn jersey.
Yeah,
that they
and the tears. Wipe your tears and your nosebleed.
Well, maybe
with the
there's
jersey.
A way. Maybe there's a way to sell her on it that he did it. That he wanted to sit there purposefully so that he could be closer in proximity to the jersey as it was raised.
Not a bad idea.
Slim, if you end up with those seats again, that's what you got to. Employ the spin master.
I wanted
pitch
to take
it to her
a
like
picture
that.
While I could touch the jersey.
Exactly. That's why we're sitting
now,
up here.
Now, are you going to be... Do you own a Chris Bosh jersey? No. Will you buy one? No. Okay. Oh, you see the look that I'm getting?
Yeah, what are you, crazy?
What are you, stupid? How could you possibly think that? Okay. All right.
If I had a Bosh jersey,
he's
going to
cry over Chris Bosh's jersey, but he's not going to buy one?
Yeah, that's a crazy question out of me, apparently. Crazy assumption. He's an adult. You know, Mike Inglis actually asked me that. I said, hey, Mike Inglis, you see they're selling Glenn Rice Vice jerseys in the Heat store now. How about that? That's really cool. He goes, that is really cool. Did you buy one? I said, no, I'm an adult. A lot of adults wear jerseys, though, man.
Yep.
A lot of them wear jerseys.
I saw a picture of you the other day. You enjoy. You were in a jersey with nothing underneath it.
There's no way that's true, first of all.
Oh, that's 100% true. It was the Globetrotters. Globetrotters game.
I'm playing. Of course I wore a jersey.
Listen, you were not playing in the picture. You were in the stands
the
in the picture.
Yeah, I was. I'm
all I know is you were in the stands in the picture. I saw picture evidence. You were in the stands. Your arm is around Joy Taylor, and you were wearing a jersey, nothing under it.
What, are you sure cranking it or no?
Yeah, I'm in the game. I had to. You can't wear a shirt underneath. I'm in the game.
Not in the game in the picture.
And it's not shirt. Listen, the shirt hog, okay, is when you wear the shirts with nothing underneath.
I thought you were talking about the guns you had. I was referring to the guns you had.
It was guns out, man. Suns out, guns out.
It was something out.
Zero triceps.
What's the matter with you? I'm all biceps.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Don't worry about that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you worry.
Amber, giant forearms, though. Just big forearms.
Absolutely. Amber,
what
we got
going on?
He
doesn't show up on chest and try day. Only hits back and buys.
Skips it.
The Miami Heat back in action tonight, taking on the Charlotte Hornets. Tip-off from Spectrum Center is set for 7 p.m. That means coverage begins right here on 790 The Ticket at 6 p.m. with Miami Heat pregame show.
I make sweet love to 7 p.m. starts.
Dwayne Wade was honored at the Duke game last night for winning a gold medal with Coach K in 2008. He went to that game with Justice Winslow, Shane Battier, UD, and James Johnson. Those are his boys.
Yeah. I wonder if Nick Arison was there, too, though I don't think he normally travels with the team. He was the manager of the basketball team. You know that?
At Duke?
Yeah.
Then I'm sure he had to have gone.
You think so?
I don't know.
They love Duke, man.
Top go-between for the Big Three era, Nick Arison.
That's right.
Shout out.
That's right.
Shout out.
Making it happen.
Woo!
The Miami Hurricanes won on senior night over Georgia Tech, 76-63.
What a show up, boys.
You proud?
Very. What's your record now? 2-3-9 or 10 or something?
Yeah, they got nine ties. That's right. 2-3-9. Yeah.
The Florida Panthers lost their fifth in a row. They fell to the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-2 in overtime.
Yeah, it was a fun game. I'll tell you, I love that overtime in the NHL, man. It is back and forth, you know, 3-on-3, all the open ice. You get great shots every time you have the puck. That overtime is fun, man. It's not fun when you lose. They lost last night. But in general, the overtime period in hockey is really fun.
The Marlins beat the Mets 3-1 in spring training. Sandy Alcantara threw 3 2/3 pitch while striking out 3. Jorge Alfaro appeared to hurt his leg again, running into second base. He stayed in the game. He threw out a runner and finished the day for 2-for-2.
All right, he's doing his who was the catcher for the Marlins back in the day? Who was the catcher that passed the kidney stone in the dugout and then
Miguel Olivo?
Miguel Olivo. How about that, Romberg?
He did what now?
During the game, in between innings, although maybe like the Marlins were at bat, so he wasn't in the field. In between innings, he went into the bathroom in the dugout, passed a kidney stone. No problem.
Caught the rest of the game.
Let's keep playing.
That's a real man right there.
I heard those are pretty painful. You heard?
Those are supposed to be excruciating.
I mean, it's like a piece of glass.
You've had one?
No, but I know about it because I'm scared to death. Are you kidding me?
Do you got to milk that thing out, or will the pressure push it out?
Yeah, it's the pressure apparently, and I'm squirming just thinking about it. But yeah, you're urinating shards of glass. It's supposed to be equivalent to childbirth.
Oh, please get out of town. Shard of glass versus an 8.5-pound watermelon. Get out of my life.
You don't even know.
I do know. Listen.
One of them's natural. The other one's not.
They measured my baby yesterday and told me what I'm on pace for, and I don't want to hear it.
They never know. They're always off. They're always off. They never know.
Are they? They're always off on the weight?
They never know. They never know. It's such a guess of the weight. They never know. Baby comes out. They think it's going to be small. It's a giant. You know, they never know. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Good, they never know. Good observation.
Yeah. They barely know the sex. You know, I know you think you're having a boy. It might be a girl.
It's very clearly a boy. There's boy parts.
All right, we'll see.
Amber, speaking of giving a baby up, did you notice that in the news?
Oh, am I giving my baby up? What's happening here?
Yeah, you're giving
up
it away.
Up to the nurse. Did you notice that woman, when she had a baby and the baby came out African-American, she blamed her?
But you know what's funny? I actually know a couple that happened to, a white couple who were married, and then the woman gave birth. Ooh. And when she gave birth to the child was clearly not just Caucasian.
Oh, that's a scene.
Needless
right there,
to say,
man.
They are divorced.
Yeah, they're not together.
That hurts.
That is a scene. Ooh, that's bad news.
That's going to be a difficult one to explain.
That's bad news, man.
Today, the Marlins have a split squad action. They host the Braves in Jupiter, and then they take on the Astros in West Palm. Apparently, we're going to have live coverage right here on 790 The Ticket with our midday show, who's going to be broadcasting live from Jupiter, where the Marlins take on the Braves.
Oh, Macho Marlin coming out.
1:05 p.m.
Sixto Sanchez on the hill, bringing that top prospect stuff. Opening up yesterday at minor league camp. He's got the goods. Bring in the cheese.
You know, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, he was drafted by the Major Leagues.
Yep.
He was drafted by Major League Baseball. He may have even went to camp. I'm not even sure. But he was drafted by...
Looks totally different in his picture.
Yeah, that's right.
I like to say it was a cup of coffee. And then I put the cream in the coffee because you know I'm the cream of the crop. And I'm coming for you, Hulk Hogan. In the rest of the NL East.
What else you got, Amber?
So many men on the text line trying to tell me it's proportional to having a baby.
That's what
women say giving birth is the same as passing a kidney stone. First of all, women rarely get kidney stones. That's much more common in men.
Men rarely get birth.
I'd prefer to hear from a woman who has done both. Before we can have this conversation. But so many men on the text line, it's the same thing. Yeah, okay, because you guys have been through childbirth already. Former Hurricanes tight end Kellen Winslow II was arrested again for lewd conduct, this time in front of a 77-year-old woman at a gym. This is, of course, while he was on bail for kidnapping and rape charges.
K2. Right,
so he doesn't understand how bail works, then, I guess.
What are you doing?
He's mentally ill. There's no other way to put it.
Yes, of course. Something's wrong.
Allegedly.
Listen.
Gotta hit him with the allegedly. He hasn't been convicted of anything.
You know what? The least of his problems is me saying that he's mentally ill. That's the least of his issues right now.
Allegedly.
All right.
What's he doing? Like, leg press with, like, no undies on, and he's got, like, the short shorts, and he pulls the shorts all the way up his thigh, and he's trying to claim that I just want to see my thighs working?
Bad scene, man. Bad scene. It's really sad.
Two.
It's really sad.
And finally, Kate Beckinsale's 23-year-old ex-boyfriend tells Pete Davidson to, quote-unquote, run.
This story is so good. I meant to bring this up anyway, so I'm glad Amber brought it up. You know, did you see the picture?
I don't want to talk about this.
Romberg loves Kate Beckinsale, right?
That's his girl.
Loves Kate.
She is phenomenally beautiful.
Very pretty.
Beautiful.
And there was a picture taken of her with her new boyfriend, Pete Davidson, who I think is a loser.
Zero.
Her and this Pete Davidson were at New York Rangers hockey game at the Garden. By the way,
why do you think he's a loser? He's on Saturday Night Live. He's an extremely successful
comedian. He's got AIDS.
Why on earth do you think that guy's a loser? Like, how is that guy losing at life?
Well, so he they're sitting, you know, up by the glass, I suppose. They're sitting close to the ice, and there's a picture snapped them. Not only are they making out, but, you know, the tongues are out. And it's a very vulgar makeout session.
Mm-hmm.
and it's like, what the hell is going on? Like,
it is strange.
What is she seeing in Pete Davidson, of all people?
What she's seeing. He's funny, right? I mean, and the funny guy always gets the girls.
I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to be good looking if you're very funny as a guy. You really don't.
But
that humor, number one.
Yeah. It must be about
humor
what
number
we're not
one,
seeing.
And then there is this rumor that he is.
Has to be true. It has to be about what
well,
we're not
seeing.
Well,
it's Ariana Grande who I think started the rumor or confirmed it.
I understand Ariana Grande dating him. She's essentially a little girl, okay? Kate Beckinsale, that's a real woman, okay?
Except for the guy who's saying, telling Pete Davidson to run, who's 23 now, dated her when he was 21 in 2017. So let's not pretend like she goes for grown-ass men all the time.
No, I think what it means is now it's starting to make a little bit of sense. It's coming together a little bit. Because he's telling you that he has the advice. He was asked, what advice do you have for Pete Davidson? His advice was run. Okay, so now.
And he's a comedian as well. So she likes the funny man.
Who's her ex?
Just some guy.
This guy. He's a comedian named Matt Rife. He was 21 when he dated her.
But he's making it sound like she's nutty. Okay, so maybe that's what's going on there. It's making a little bit of sense.
Well, she was married with the Underworld director guy for a long, long time. And then they broke up. Because I guess he was getting something on the side or whatever the situation was then. But then, I just can't wrap my head around this. This started out as like a rumor at like a post-something party, like a post-Oscar Grammy party or whatever they were at together. And then she came out and like defended somebody making the accusation that they were dating. And then all of a sudden it's like, they're really dating? Like, are you kidding me? Dude's ugly as sin.
Here's the problem. I'm not attracted to Pete Davidson at all, but when women like this, like Ariana Grande and Kate Beckinsale, who could have darn near anybody, they start ending up with this dude, then all other women start thinking, what is he got going on?
Like his whole
shit. And then it kind of makes him weirdly attractive. Like now I kind of find him like oddly attractive, even though he's like not at all attractive.
But I feel like I would want to know.
Not just famous, but they're like beautiful women. And extremely successful women who could have anybody, they go for that guy. So what's he got? What's he got going on?
Clearly, anybody that needed a hockey stick at the hockey game, Pete Davidson had one ready for him.
Yeah, it was an extra one if anyone needed. I don't get it. I don't like it.
I think you guys are underestimating humor, too.
He did like a whole stand-up act about how ugly he was and how he didn't deserve or people didn't believe that he was actually with Ariana Grande for a while. Like, it was just like... I mean, I know, dude. We get it. You're ugly. And doesn't he also like have issues too as well? Like, hasn't he came out and said like self-proclaimed that he like suffers from depression and he has like these breakdowns all the time?
Well, there was one point where, like, he put out this post on Instagram where he's like, I don't want to be here anymore. It was, like, before they couldn't find him for rehearsal for Saturday Night Live. This is pretty recent. After the whole breakup with Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend like women don't go for the complicated guy.
So he's like a head case, too.
I don't know.
It'd be the first time good-looking women went for the head case, let's be honest.
No.
So it's just the bat, then. It's just the bat. That's all it's got to be, the bat.
Yep.
Oh, this guy's a massive idiot on the text line. I'm sorry, but this is really how men think. Like, this is how y'all think, huh? Kidney stones are worse than pregnancy. Women choose to have more kids. No one chooses to have another kidney stone. I mean, oh, my God.
Damn,
this is what men think. Men genuinely. It's crazy. When men actually say to me all the time, like, if you're a woman and you say anything negative about pregnancy, because pregnancy is extraordinarily hard, and it's, like, nothing any of you guys have ever done. And guys actually say, oh, well, you know, this is what you're made for, and you choose to do this. It's like, no, playa, if I had the option of Sean doing this instead of me, promise you I would take that option. It's not a choice. Like, if I want a child, I have to do this. Like, there's no option here for women. I'm kind of the one stuck with giving birth.
I've had gout. Hey, join the ticket to the South Florida Mega Job Fair. It's happening Wednesday, March 6th. Hey, that's today.
Oh, what? Job fair?
Man, you're really excited. I mean, you have a job. Trying to tell us something here?
I love making a resume, man. It's a fun thing. Have you put together a resume in a long time?
I haven't put together a resume in 15 years. Thank
it
God.
It takes so long. Like, it's frustrating, annoying.
I mean, thank God I have not had to put
ever
together
embellish
a resume
on it.
Yeah, you ever?
I don't remember.
Lie on your resume?
I lied about so many programs that I knew about.
Good for you, man. And it worked, apparently.
Not for here. This place, I just never left.
Oh, so it never worked then.
It worked. One time when I was, I had a 9-to-5 and the part time I was producing your show at night. And hold on,
you were cheating on me?
Well, I wasn't cheating on you. I was just trying to make money to keep my lights on.
Oh, okay.
Hard times back then, Daddy.
Oh, Daddy.
Hard times. When you gotta produce Panthers games, as low in the heat. That's hard times, Daddy.
Today, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, we're going to be out there along with 30 other companies looking to meet you, get you started in your new career. So this is a really good thing. The event is free. And for all the pre-registering details, if you want to get on top of that, you log on to theticketmiami.com. All right. We mentioned earlier in the hour, Bryce Harper is openly and actively recruiting Mike Trout. Mike Trout apparently it becomes a free agent for the first time in a year from now, okay? And I think the Angels are already starting to negotiate an extension with him. Trout's going to get more than what Harper just got. That's easy, okay? Trout's probably the best player in all of baseball.
Well, they're already talking $350 for 10, and he's not even up. This is an extension that they're willing
right,
to give.
Right, so they'd be crazy to they got to try and stop him from even getting to free agency. But anyway, so Harper is openly recruiting Mike Trout, but this is an example in sports that I find super interesting, okay? Because growing up a huge sports fan, I feel like it'd be amazing to play for the team that you loved growing up. And Bryce Harper grew up Mike Trout apparently grew up a huge Phillies fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that would seem super appealing to me if I was Mike Trout. Not even so much to going and playing at home, because, man, we hear this all the time, especially in the NBA. He's going to go home. He's going to go play at home. And it never happens. It's always a thing. Paul George, Los Angeles. Kevin Durant, Washington, D.C. It's always a thing that they're going to want to go and play at home, and they never do, okay? So it's not even so much about the playing at home, because I can understand there being distractions. You don't want to be in front of and around the family and the friends all the time. That's not necessarily a good thing. You'd rather live there for 6 months out of the year than be there all the time. I get that. But the idea of playing for the team that you grew up loving for, you know, I guess the first 18 years of your life, if you will, That sounds super appealing to me. And I always think it's a weird thing where you get drafted by whoever you get drafted by, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm not a Heat fan anymore, or I'm not a Dolphin fan anymore, or I'm not a Marlin fan anymore. I just got to drop it. And when I play against them, I want to beat them. But I love them. Why do I want to beat them? I love them.
But if you were an athlete who was good enough where you knew you were going to go pro, I think you'd be preparing yourself for that process the last few years leading up to that process, right? Like, I don't think your fanfare would be quite to the same depths that yours was, for example, Zaslo, when you were throwing remotes at televisions in college. That's not probably what these guys let themselves get. That's not the level these guys let themselves get to, because you know you're going to get drafted. You know you're a draft prospect. You know you're that good, and you know you could end up anywhere. So I think it's different when you play sports. I don't think the fanfare is ever quite as deep when you're the athlete.
I honestly think it's a big deal. I really do. Like, when I graduated from Miami, I was like, okay, I would like to play for the Dolphins one day, or I would like to play for the Lions to go back home to have my family and friends go ahead and watch me play a game of football. But the amount of money that you're going to be spending on tickets, that doesn't hit you until you're actually in the league and you see that firsthand. That one game, they might, you know, you go play against the Lions and you got to get 16, 17 tickets because a lot of your friends want to come and watch you play. And that adds up. Like, that's $200 a pop each ticket.
But you're looking at $200. You didn't have like a hard time playing against the Lions, right? Because you were a Lions fan.
Correct.
Like, no, that aspect of it, I think, is just different for an athlete.
Right. The going against them was never the big deal. It's the nostalgia of growing up and constantly seeing Lions games, or being down here in Miami and doing things in the community and seeing that Dolphins logo. It solidifies NFL for me. Like, that's what it does. Seeing those familiar logos that you've seen growing up and down here while you're in college. It would have been really nice to do something like that.
Do you think Randy Shannon regrets taking the Canes job?
No.
Because he loves the Canes, and then they fired him.
Yeah, I mean, he's Canes through and through, and he had a bad stint as their head coach.
No, but I think I certainly don't think that he regrets taking that job, but I think that I think it probably sours a little bit, you know, his
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't feel the same way about the Canes
right.
as he once did, but
right.
you have to take that job. I mean, you've got to try if that's your dream job. The only thing I could liken it to at all from personal experience, and I mean, it's not the same thing, but is that I obviously have been a psycho Gator fan my entire life. And so clearly I grew up hating the Canes, and then I made the decision to go to University of Miami for law school because I had zero desire to go back to a college town when I had been out and work in the working world for many years in between college and law school. And I was already living in South Florida. So I was able to push my fanfare aside, of course, and do what was best for me education wise and professionally. And it didn't come down to fanfare. And, you know, and I've softened my stance. Like, I don't hate the Canes or Miami like I once did. I mean, I'm not a Canes fan, of course. I'm still a Gators fan.
Yeah.
But it did soften me on the Canes. Like, I'll root for the Canes against teams that are not the Gators. Like, I want the Canes to do well for the most part.
If I'm in Bryce Harper's spot and Bryce, I keep saying Bryce. If I'm in Mike Trout's spot, and when I become a free agent, you know, the Miami Heat offer me $400 million or $350 million, that's such a no-brainer to me. Like, I'm so obviously going to sign with the team that I loved growing up, the way that he apparently was a huge Phillies fan. I'm so obviously going to sign with them, and they're offering me that kind of money. That's a no-brainer.
If the money is all the same, but otherwise, if the business is better somewhere else for you, and it's a better decision to go somewhere else, I don't think the fanfare matters to the athlete.
I'll tell you what, Tobin, they're showing some clips, you know, this of Gail King's sit-down with R. Kelly, all right? And like CBS release clips. I think, is it airing tonight? Is that when it's airing in its entirety? Whenever it is,
I think it's airing in the morning because I think she isn't she on CBS this morning.
You know what? I think it is CBS this morning. So it's airing this morning probably. But they released some clips yesterday, and one of the clips, I mean, R. Kelly, he's kind of yelling and he's crying at some points. But at one point, R. Kelly, he's literally standing.
He gets up and paces.
Yeah, he's standing over Gail King, and I'm kind of surprised someone didn't step in at that point. It looked like it was about to get serious, like, because he's yelling and he's upset, and I guess rightfully so, you know. Either way, he's trying to get you to believe that it didn't happen, or maybe it didn't happen. So he's upset, and He's looking really angry standing over a woman sitting there by herself. I'm surprised someone didn't jump in there and tell him to calm down.
I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
He's pounding
in reality, she's not by herself, though.
No, I know, but, something can happen, and someone's not going to jump in there in time before she gets hurt. He looks like he's getting really angry right here. Well, let's see, look at this. Like they're showing the clipper. Look, Rombo, it's pretty serious, man, right? He's pounding his fist. He's waving his arms.
He's about to go from
he's pointing,
singing to thousands of people. He's about to go to jail for possibly the rest of his life, man.
She's got to be a little nervous in that spot, right?
No.
And everyone has been.
No?
I mean,
no.
Trying to bring him down for years. Rightfully so.
You know,
these accusations have been going on for years.
It looks like after like 10 seconds, it looks like one of his guys actually comes, kind of walks out there and kind of pats him on the shoulder.
It definitely gets animated.
They have all sorts of people around them. I mean, all sorts of people.
It definitely gets animated. That interview is.
Well, it's Aaron. It's Aaron right now.
Oh, it's on right now.
Yeah, on Channel 4.
Get up.
I don't want to call him a liar, but this is exactly what a liar sounds like.
Well, but also, he's like someone like me with my crazy past, I would just, hey, R. Kelly, you know why you would do that now, even with your crazy past? Because you're crazy.
Yeah, she goes, well, her parents claim that you have, that there are texts that say you want to have sex with her. And he goes, claim.
No.
This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
No. I wouldn't call that fraud. It's more like false advertising. Man, what a weird week. Hey, if we aren't here, you don't have to worry, because the fact is, we're always here. 24-7, 365. That's via the old text machine, that's right. You can send us a message if you want, 67974, brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Accident? Don't expect the insurance company to play fair. Get a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com. So as I said there, you can text in 67974 on the AccidentLawFirm.com text line. And you got a bunch of folks who are chiming in on Slim. Slim and his efforts to get to the Chris Bosh game. We floated the idea, Amber, that what if we put together a GoFundMe page for Get Slim? What is it? Hashtag Get Slim Courtside? Was that what we were thinking, Tobin?
Put Slim on the floor.
Hashtag Put Slim on the floor. Yeah, that's yours a lot better. Hashtag Put Slim on the floor. I mean, how much do you think we could raise some loot if we did a GoFundMe?
I think we really could. I mean, if we really wanted to get behind this, I think we definitely could put Slim on the floor.
Hashtag Put Slim on the floor. So we're getting a bunch of messages about that. We're also, how about this, though, Amber? You know, speaking of the kidney stone, Miguel Olivo apparently was done this several times, one of which when he was with the Marlins, where he passed a kidney stone in the dugout. And this texter writes here, I was in the hospital for 4 days because of a kidney stone and had it surgically removed. My nurse had one and three kids and told me right before I went under that she'd do all three kids in one day instead of the kidney stone.
No, there's quite a bit of that on the text line. A woman told me this. Okay, here's the thing. There's no woman who has ever given childbirth in a dugout and then continued to play a baseball game. Like, that's like there's no like softball player just, you know, spitting out a child in the dugout and then going back out there. That's not how it works. So I'm going to go with childbirth's worse.
So, Tobin, are you watching some of the Gayle King R. Kelly going on CBS right now?
Yeah, it just ended part one when we were going to break. I was hoping we could catch some. But, yeah, man, this is no bueno.
Texter writes here, Zazzle, you obviously don't know black women. Well, trust me, Gayle King did not feel any threat from R. Kelly. Yeah, maybe he's right.
She didn't seem like she had any threat.
Yeah,
she was not shook.
Yeah, maybe he's right.
She came locked and loaded for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. Like, this guy, like, he just oozes liar. Like, I know that, you know, we always go with the allegedly thing, but come on, man. Come on.
Come on, son. What a weird week. Amber, were you a big 90210 fan?
Of course.
Luke Perry, man.
I think anybody our age was, right?
You know, I was 9 or 10 years old when Beverly Hills 90210 came out, and it was a big deal, man. Like, I watched it for the first couple years when I was a kid. My wife, massive 90210 fan. And of course, Luke Perry passed away a couple of days. He had a stroke last week. Who knows what's
only
the cause of that?
Only 52.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Really bad.
But you know what I like when some people, you know, like Luke Perry passed away? I like when this stuff starts to come out where we're learning a lot of people in Hollywood really liked Luke Perry. I've read a lot of cool stories about actors talking about even small experiences that they had with Luke Perry, and just letting you know some of the behind the scenes stuff that he was really, really well liked. A lot of quiet stuff. Like, you know, you hear a lot of this stuff about Keanu Reeves, who apparently is a super quiet and low key dude. And every once in a while, these stories come out about the stuff that Keanu Reeves does for like children and stuff like that. I love hearing those stories. And some of that stuff is starting to come out here about Luke Perry, that he was super well liked behind the scenes, and I read a lot of cool stuff about that. But man, that is lousy. That show was so popular though, in 90210.
And he was on another very popular show, Actively.
Yeah, he was on that show, Riverdale, right?
Right.
Which is loosely based on the Archie comics, right? I've never seen it, but I think it's loosely based on the Archie comics.
I don't know, but he was a main character on that show, and yeah, that's a popular show, so now they're going to have to figure out a way to deal with that.
Yeah. Did you like it when Kelly Kapowski was eventually on 90210?
I don't remember that.
What?
Kelly Kapowski was on 90210 when?
Of course.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. You don't mean the character Kelly Kapowski. You mean actual Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, no, they're not in the same universe.
That's confusing how you said that.
No, 90210 and Saved by the Bell are not the same universe.
But that's why I was very confused by what... Okay, yes. I remember when Tiffany Amber Thiessen, the actress...
There was nothing confusing about what I said.
It was very confusing. I remember the actress being on 90210 in the much, much older years of 90210. Yes.
It was shocking because she was like a bad guy in 90210. She was
right.
She was a vixen. And Kelly Kapowski was as white bread as it gets in Saved by the Bell. But she was a vixen in 90210. It's very shocking. It's very
so
shocking.
Hot.
It's very
to
shocking.
Reason.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous. Are you kidding me? That was every boy's dream growing up and watching Saved by the Bell. She was the girl. There was no one better. Right? Tobin, Kelly Kapowski was the, if you're growing up, you're 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, whatever it is, there was no one hotter than Kelly Kapowski.
She was fine.
She was fine. I brought that back. That's back in rotation now. That's back in vocabulary. Amazing. Anyway, so tonight the Heat are at the Hornets, all right? And this is, you know, the coach said a couple days ago, they're looking at all these games like playoff games, so they went on, they beat the Hawks by a point. And tonight, though, you have a game that does actually have serious playoff implications, okay, because they're tied record-wise with the Hornets. The Hornets right now own the tiebreak because they've won both games in this season series. Tonight, the third of four games, so if the Hornets win this game tonight, they win the season series. So the Hornets would go up, and by the way, the Magic are in the mix, too, for that eighth spot, but the Hornets would go up a game on the Heat. But we know the way that works. It would really be two games that they're going up on the Heat because they would own the season series tiebreak with still even a game left to play. So this is a huge swing game, actually, if you're someone out there who is still all about the Heat making the postseason. And I say it like that because there's a great majority of Heat fans who don't want them to make the playoffs because, you know, while the Heat, their MO is always going to be to make the playoffs and always going to be to win the games, they don't do the whole tanking thing. There is, I think, a big portion of the fan base that knows there's a means to an end, which is getting into the lottery, because it could be the difference between selecting like eighth or ninth overall and selecting like 17th overall, right? Because if there's 16 teams that... I guess it's 14 teams that make the playoffs. So you'd be selecting like 15th or 16th overall if you wind up making the postseason. There's a major difference there. But tonight essentially does serve as a playoff game for the Heat against the Hornets. So I guess there's a little bit of juice to that one tonight.
The majority of the fan base really wants, though? Do you think they want that?
I think the majority wants to win. I think the majority wants to win, but it ain't by that much, man. Like, I think there's a lot of fans who don't want them to make the playoffs. It is funny, though, because you'll have a lot of fans don't want the Heat to make the playoffs. Tank, tank. And when the Dolphins' MO is to tank, then people could be mad.
Why is Ross right? Why is Ross backpedaling now on the whole tanking?
Well, maybe
situation?
It's not true. Maybe it's not true. Maybe we're wrong.
Is that
maybe
the way we
wrong.
Just interpreted his speech?
Yeah, maybe it's not true. I don't think that's the case. I think it is true, but maybe it's not. Maybe we have it wrong. Maybe they are trying to win the games. Maybe they're trying to, you know, start from the bottom. Now we're here.
Started.
Yeah.
From the bottom.
I know.